57 men died in the First World War. It might seem a small number if not measured to a population of 2,000 residents. At the end of the war, the feeling of remembering their fallen was strong, and the shared desire was to place a memorial in a prestigious and highly visible spot. It was therefore jointly decided with the administration of the time to blow up both the tower and the gazon, despite the refusal of the superintendency. In their place, we now have the Monument of the Fallen.